Hello and welcome to another episode of Marketing for Coaches with myself, Leon Street. And I have a really exciting episode today. It's kind of going to be off the cuff and it's going to include a little story as well. So get ready, stay prepared. So if you're a coach, if you're a speaker who doubles up as a coach, if you're a mentor, if you help other business owners, if you help people to get to the next level of wherever they're going in their journey, this episode is for you. And I want to focus in particular on one key area. And as I said, I'm a marketing coach and generally I help people get their marketing fixed. I help them break through to six figures. And this is done by achieving five-figure monthly incomes consistently. So let's crack on. I want to speak about niche. I want to speak about finding a hot market, and this is something that's often overlooked, and I don't know why, but I kind of do. I see it so often with business owners where they're wired, they know what they're going to do, they know what they're going to deliver for their clients, and they're just possessed with passion and energy. And this is great because it gets you going, it gives you momentum, but the key thing is keeping that momentum growing, building, and turning into something that becomes a profitable organization or company that works without you. That's the definition of a business. So if you focus on getting or identifying what a hot market is, you're going to move into the right place. And I'm just going to cut through a few things very quickly. Don't decide, I'm going to find a market where there are no competitors, because that simply means that where there are no competitors, there's probably no customers buying. So you're going to go to a place where there is tumbleweed, you'll hear crickets, and there's nobody there. You've got to find a hot market, a market where people are already buying. So competitors are already selling to your type of customer. The cool thing about this is that gives you an indicator that there is money to be made. What you must do at this point then is find what is the sub-market. So let me break this down for you. There are three key markets. There's wealth, health, and relationships. A sub-market of, let's go with wealth, could be something like online business or small businesses. A sub-market of health could be fitness, could be gyms, could be weight loss. A submarket of relationships could be marriage, dating, so things like that. So once you identify what your submarket is, you've got to choose what your niche is, and your niche is generally defined by the characteristics or demographics of your audience. You know, are you targeting, for instance, men or women? Are you targeting people based on their age, based on their income, what they earn per year? Are you targeting them based on job title? Are you targeting based on the feelings, the emotions, the pains, the passions that they're currently experiencing? Yeah, this is critical. You must find your niche. The niche is what allows you to carve out your own niche by pulling together all these different demographics and interests. And therefore, you can step into a marketplace and say, hey, this is me. This is who I serve. So let me give you a quick example, guys. I was helping a lady recently. She was stuck. Her ads weren't working on Facebook because her targeting was so off. She was very generalistic and she wasn't specific. Specificity is the key to your success. And this is what I'm going to show you right now. So here's the example. Hi, I'm Wendy Burks. I help women aged 30 to 50 in HR management roles in 10 plus employee businesses gain self-belief, confidence, leadership when it comes to people management. Management with authenticity is not a natural skill. It can be frustrating, can leave you underappreciated and lonely at best, but I show women how to get it right and grow businesses through strength in team whilst being a leader and adding fun. So that was just, like I said, off the cuff. This is a quick example that I helped a lady with recently. So I was coaching her in her management business where she coaches managers to build strong teams and not feel lonely and take them to the next level. So if you're struggling, your marketing message is not having the impact that it needs to have with your market, you probably need to go back and look at your market, choose a submarket, and choose the right niche. This is Leon Street from businessownerelevation.com. Come and check us out. Check out the podcast. There's lots more you'll find there, and I'll speak to you soon.